Good morning. It's 7:34. This is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello. The state says IBM has dropped its objection to the disclosure of the number of jobs cut at the company's plant in Essex Junction. In the wake of IBM's decision, the state has announced that 419 people were laid off this month. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
On Monday, IBM told state officials that the disclosure of the layoff information would violate a provision of the Public Records Act that protects trade secrets. According to the state, IBM argued that the number of job cuts constitutes highly sensitive and confidential commercial information. The state says the company cited a provision of the Public Records Act that protects information which is not readily available and which might provide a competitor with a business advantage. But in a letter emailed to Labor Secretary Annie Noonan on Thursday, the company emphasizes another worry. The letter cites employee privacy as the reason the company was concerned about the public release of the layoff information. In explaining that IBM is dropping its objection to the release of the job cuts information, the letter says, quote, "We are pleased that the Department of Labor agrees that any employee identifying information IBM submitted is exempt from public disclosure or inspection." The letter calls the department's protection of individual employee information a significant step. But the labor commissioner says the department has never released that kind of information and has always considered the names of laid-off workers confidential. Commissioner Noonan says there was never a disagreement with IBM over that issue.
There was not ever a dispute between the department and IBM that that information was to be held confidential. I'm not sure why they didn't understand that right from the beginning. I think they did, and potentially that got lost in the translation between Vermont IBM and us with potentially other folks in the IBM corporate world. We never intended to release any employee-specific information.
Noonan says she's pleased that the company changed its position. Of the 419 employees released by IBM, she says about 350 have contacted the Department of Labor. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.
For victims of domestic violence, the courage to get help can come at odd hours. That's why shelter advocates say 24-hour hotlines are so important. More than 12,000 calls a year are made to domestic hotlines across Vermont. The number is rising, but federal funding is dropping. In Rutland, that's prompted shelter advocates to reach out to the community for help, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Rutland County Women's Network and Shelter, this is Karis. How can I help you?
Karis Williams is Clinical Services Director at the Rutland County Women's Shelter. She's also one of four staff members who answers the hotline when calls come in after hours or on weekends.
We would go for two or three days with no calls, and now we're getting no less than four to five on a weekend.
The increase in demand for all shelter services has been dramatic. Marianne Kennedy, executive director of the Rutland Shelter, blames the rise on a shortage of affordable housing, the sluggish economy, and better awareness of domestic violence. She says in 2011, they had to turn away 89 women.
And this year, 277 women had to be turned away because we don't have enough space.
Karis Williams says that's why it's so important to maintain a 24/7 hotline.
Because very frequently that's the only time or the first time someone will hear from someone that this isn't your fault and there's help out there.
And even if they don't have space in the shelter, Williams says they can still provide lots of vital information.
It could be housing options, financial. You want to flee the area, but you don't have gas money. Let's see how we can help you. What agency might be able to help? Sometimes it's a sexual assault, and they're wondering, do I go to the hospital? Do I not go to the hospital? What happens if I go to the hospital? What happens if I report it? What happens if I don't report it?
Williams admits handling emergency calls can be stressful, and it's easy for overworked staff to get burned out.
I still get a little anxious every time the phone rings. What if this is the one time I don't know how to answer this person?
Williams says that's why they're reaching out to the community for hotline volunteers. They want good listeners who can handle crisis situations calmly. She says qualified applicants will take a rigorous 32 hours of training and would always be backed up by staff.
I'm hoping because of everything that's been going on, people really understand the necessity of helping.
And understand that for many who call, it truly is a matter of life and death. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.
And we have links to the Rutland Shelter and Statewide Network Against Domestic and Sexual Violence on our website, vpr.net. The Eye on the Sky forecast calls for sunny skies today. It'll be hot and humid with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s to mid-90s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with numerous showers and thunderstorms, again with strong storms possible, highs in the low to mid-80s. But looking ahead to Sunday, that should be a sunny day. And that is VPR News. I'm Peter Biello.